Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get back to Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
By the way, Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa just beat the record of Gangnam Style.
Wow.
For the most views on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
See You Again just passed Gangnam Style.
That's interesting.
For the most views ever on YouTube.
Thank God.
Song. Yeah, right?
Now we'll never have to mention that song again.
But if it, I'll tell you what, if you got a situation where you want kids to dance,
they love it.
It works.
Who Let the Dogs Out still works.
And the adults think they're cool because they know the dance.
Right.
Yeah.
Your mom thinks she's cool because she knows the dance. Because she picked up on it. Finally.
The only thing I remember about the dance is the trotting. Like where you do it almost saddle style. That's the only.
That's the part.
That's the part they do.
Okay, okay.
That's pretty much the dance.
Okay.
Anyway, listen. I've got other things to deal with you.
I know.
Why? We have a reputation to uphold on this.
I know.
We have a morals clause, I believe.
This could cost your job, young lady.
Could. I'm glad we're talking about it on air then.
Well, you need to make better choices, I think.
Okay.
Whose side do we want to get first? Do you want to get Kurt's side first?
Yeah, I only know Kurt's side, so
I'd like to welcome in the proprietor of Bubby's University and good friend of Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo. I don't know if he's got it. Although I don't know, the last couple of times I've been there, the way I've come out of there, as opposed to the way I went in, I don't know if we're friends or not.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do to us?
Right. Putting his kids through college on one end and walking out drunk.
That's how it works. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we made it through our first year. A little help from you guys, but it's been a good year.
Well, it's close to my house. So to celebrate the anniversary, is that what that big inflatable slide was doing out front?
Yeah, we decided, you know, it's hot outside, so we have an inflatable pool and a slide, and so people can, like, cool off if they maybe had a little bit too much to drink, or, you know, it seemed like the right thing to do.
Is that how Kayla ended up on the water slide?
Well, you know, Kayla came in the bar kind of unusual, because usually she comes in and, like, you know, gives her little waves and this and that. She was out doing something prior to our engagement. So I'm not exactly sure what she was doing, but she rolled in, let's just say a little bit more tipsy than I've ever seen her.
Probably. Okay. Yeah. So where had you been before, Kayla?
I don't recall.
Okay. Now this all becomes much clearer.
Yeah.
This all makes a lot more sense. You really don't remember where you were before Bubby?
No, I know I was somewhere. I wasn't tipsy at all. I was actually enjoying a conversation with some other folks just because I was enjoying
the conversation. Hang on a second, if I may. So now you can't go, I don't remember where I was before.
I have a terrible memory.
And then try to tell us that you were not.
I just have a bad memory. You guys know that about me. I just know that I was out because I told him that I couldn't make it until later.
So you hadn't had a drink?
I'm not saying that I didn't have a drink.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, and in all fairness, I mean, she was just to the point that she was maybe up for some suggestion, not up to the point that she wouldn't remember the rest of the
night. Well, and that's, and really, her or her whatever, that's, we kind of, that was kind of a given. So that part of it. The real story is Kayla went down the water slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she didn't have a swimsuit on, and I was giving her crap all night about, oh, well, you got to go down the slide, got to go down the slide, and she said, okay, I'll go on the slide on my way out the door.
Cool. Kayla, what were you wearing?
I was wearing, like, a one-piece, like, that you wear, like a leotard, and then some shorts.
Is it the thing that you wear under a sweater a lot?
Yeah.
The black one?
Yeah, I have like multiple of them, but yeah, like one of those versions. Sure.
Okay.
So a leotard. Cool.
Yeah. You know what she wears.
Girls wear them all the time. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not criticizing your leotard.
Yeah, no, we're on your side here.
I wish I could wear leotards to work. Awesome. Go ahead.
So leotard and just the leotard?
Yeah, and then a pair of shorts.
Okay, and
yeah.
shorts.
But when I went on the slide, I was like,
I don't know if it was a leotard and leggings if we were doing 80s fitness class. Yeah. Chic.
Yeah.
No, what happened was by the way, I was drugged to the slide. I tried to get out of there without going on the slide, and I was grabbed and brought to the slide.
Don't start that. People, the cops will start showing up. Yeah.
Own it, he says.
Own it.
Oh, no, I went down the slide because I'm a friend, and I said, okay, let's go down the slide. Let's celebrate. Yeah. But I tried to get out of there without going down the slide. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, I got to the slide, said, I don't want to go down the slide.
I know Kayla. Okay? I know Kayla fairly well. I know how this went. Oh, guys, no. Oh, no. 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 Okay. No, really. Okay.
And then out come the shorts. Let's go!
There was three less no's on that, Chip, just for the record.
Understood? Understood.
Anyway, yes. So, got to the slide, and I decided, I was like, I really don't want to go down. I don't want to be sopping wet and then have to drive home. So I was like, I'll wear this like a bikini, my one piece, my leotard.
It looks like a one piece, yeah. The leotard.
Sure. Absolutely.
Like a gymnast.
So I took off my shorts to go down like in a regular bathing suit.
Of course you would.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's a snap crotch bikini, and that's just not the best idea, apparently.
who knew? I had no idea how women's stuff works. I mean, I understand wardrobe malfunctions, but I had no idea.
I know.
So I think, and we believe there's video evidence somewhere to corroborate this. But
oh, there is. I actually reviewed it this morning in preparation for this phone call.
You're dirty. I'm ashamed of you. So did the whole thing? Kayla?
No. Okay. Like lesson learned, don't wear a snap crotch like leotard if you want to go down a slide. Okay. Like, but it wasn't like everything was out. Like I realized when I got to the bottom of the slide, there was like, oh, my bathing suit came undone. So I just sat there. I was like, can you give me my shorts, please? So I could put them on real quick. Like, so I learned that lesson. It wasn't like, I was like, oh, look at here I am.
It wasn't like you jumped up and went running around the parking lot.
Yeah.
Kirk, can I ask you this?
Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. She went to stand up and then immediately just sat back down and basically told everybody to go.
Like realized. I was like, oh, my bottoms came undone. Ah.
It's drafty out here.
So, Kurt, would you say that the...
No.
I'm not going there.
Don't.
No?
Don't. He's looking at me like I'm...
What's wrong with you?
Let's just say that...
Okay, what's wrong with you?
Whatever sponsorships you guys have, I can testify that are absolutely 100%.
I don't even know. I
don't even know what that means.
If it involves carpet and drapes, no, do not. You should not.
She does commercials for Ideal Image.
Oh, still, that's a bad idea.
Ding,
too.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's a bad idea. It's a bad.
Lesson learned. Don't go down a water slide in a snap crotch bikini.
I got to get one of these snap crotch things. That's cool.
Sounds fun. Yeah, it sounds efficient.
It sounds like one of those Jack in the Boxing. Ding, 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 ding. In my case, your case probably
yours
different.
Kurt, thank you. We'll be in to see you soon.
I love you guys.
Love you back. Have a great day.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he is P1D1 too. So the question becomes then at 702-364-9898 if you'd be willing to share. I was in the water, and my blank popped out. I just read a story the other day, though, of a guy, Wrigley, the gum maker,
yeah.
Wrigley Field, all of that.
Yeah.
He bought Catalina Island back in the day. Catalina Island off the coast of
Southern
California. Catalina Island was just a nothing, uninhabited, blah, blah, blah. Somebody talked him into buying it. He built a hotel on there, you know, whatever that first hotel was. And then to popularize it, had a marathon swimming contest, much like when people try to cross the English Channel from England to France.
Okay.
It's about the same distance. It's cold and currents and all that.
Okay.
Same type of deal. And the guy who won it had to take off his drawers. In fact, he's the only guy that finished. Had to take off his pants because he got caught in a kelp bed.
Huh.
And he couldn't get free, so he had to take off his pants.
That's funny.
To be able to win the thing.
Yeah.
I was in the water, and my blank popped out. We'd love to hear yours. 702-364-9898. Centennial Toyota text line, I suppose, at 82985. Although we'd much rather have you tell us the story. Hit us up right now. We'll get you on right away.
A bunch of your friends just trying to make it through the morning along with you.
Oh, yeah.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
So I'm like 11 years old, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
We're in Hawaii. And I ridiculously turned my back to the ocean. Never do that.
Never turn your back.
Turn your back to the ocean. And I turned around. I forget. I bent over to pick something up. I don't remember what it was. Boom. Wave comes in. Knocks me over. Churns me upside down a little bit.
Sure.
I hit it like right on the brake. I'm spinning around. I'm worried about breathing at this point. I remember my thought was look for the sun. Go that way.
Yeah.
I kind of get out. Water's still churning a little bit, but it's gone back out some.
Sure.
So I breathe, and then I realize that the surf had taken my shorts off.
Oh no!
And they're down below. I know that they're at least below my knees. So I'm going. So now I've got to kind of put my face back in the water. To go pull my shorts back up.
Yeah.
And some guy on the beach thought I was drowning.
Oh, no.
And goes and pulls me out of the water. And I'm bent over, pulling up my shorts, but I'm still like crouched in the water. So I'm in, I'm in like a couple, 3 feet of water. But I bent back over. And this guy like literally yanks me up out of the water. And so momentarily, I was on the beach. I was
exposed. The world is
a little bit.
Happens to me all the time. This is the reason, like at water parks, like girls, as a female, I don't go down like the big slides that go straight down. I don't do that. And like, and you see in movies and stuff, and girls are chicken fighting. Nobody chicken fights anymore because you're just going to expose everything if you do that.
I want to go back to this where you said this happens to you all the time.
Well, like,
how many times? How many times in your life?
Down a water slide that I've been exposed?
More than a dozen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, you would have a dozen stories I was in the water and my blank popped out.
Yeah. Multiple times. I was on the Lazy River one time back in Florida, and I was like sliding out of the tube that I was sitting in. Top just whoop right up to my neck. I'm like, so you got to pull it down, readjust. It's like the tube top ones too. So they get all folded up and you got to try to cover up and then unfold.
You ever seen it happen to somebody?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Yeah, because if this is the case, why am I not just hanging out by the Lazy River? Because apparently there's a show going on that I was completely unaware of.
And there's beers at Wet n Wild these days.
Hang out at the bottom of the big slide. Just see what happens.
This is the reason the girls don't go down on them. I swear. Like, if you ever see a girl go down, they do the cross chest where you put both hands on like your shoulders.
Do.
I know you do that. It doesn't matter. The water still goes up between your arms and your chest, and it'll still pull it up. So you'll see every girl when she gets up, she does the butt check and the boob check.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
Inner tube. We were tubing on the lake, and girls are always certain that something's going to fly. You got a life jacket on, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It's white water.
What'd you say, Lasso? You saw somebody?
Oh, yeah. When I was a lifeguard at Caesar's Palace, it was a usual occurrence that would happen all the time. And honestly, most of the time, it wasn't really an accident. It would be like a guy that would sit there, and like they'd be playing with the girl, and he would just like pull the string, and all of a sudden, it's like, whoa!
Because he thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny.
It's not. No, it's assault.
Yeah, wait. You shouldn't laugh at that.
No, that's not funny.
I was like,
at all.
We're laughing at that. Somebody's taking offense right now. It's 702-364-9890. Really quick, Courtney, I was in the water and what popped out?
It wasn't me. It was one of my really good friends. We had a family barbecue. And my best friend and her husband and her little brother were there. And my friend went to jump in the pool, got out, and her top slid up.
Yeah. And she did she know?
She didn't realize it because she was trying to get the water out of her eyes. So me being the best friend, I rushed in to cover her up. so she wouldn't be exposed. That's but fun. My best friend's husband and little brother's face was just like, they just saw a ghost.
that's a 13-year-old boy's like fantasy.
Exactly.
That's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, well, no, in fact, listen, Lisa Dumont, I still have a picture of that very scene in my head, and I was 13.
Who's Lisa Dumont?
This was a girl I went to eighth grade, Dartmouth Junior High School in San Jose, California. I saw her, boobie at the Escalante Gymnasium pool spa place, and I saw her boobie when she jumped off the diving board, and I still have that image.
Keaton, what happened to you in Cabo?
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? First time caller. Love the show. Cabo, man, this last year, it was crazy. My roommate, his name's Mason, it's actually his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
We're going jet skiing, right? And, obviously I had this fine-looking girl on the back of my jet ski.
Obviously.
And, my buddy next to me, we're just messing around, zigzags in the water. I got a little too close to him, and him and the girl that he was on, he flew off, and, this drunk idiot just gets back on the jet ski, didn't even realize that, his swim trunks had fell off. Great time. It was a little blurry, but, Cabo.
Sure. Hey, is anybody else shocked that I just got a note from Lasso that, Keaton is Lasso's fraternity brother. Is anyone shocked by that?
Cabo.
Michelle, thank you very much for calling. We'll get your story in really quick. You were where?
I was at Marquee Day Club a few years ago for Memorial Day.
Sure.
And there was a girl dancing up in the stage in the pool, and her tampon string was hanging out.
I regret that now. Jeff Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC. I deeply regret that, and I could not, and never mind.
Anyway.
I'll take responsibility, but that...
Onward and upward.
Wow.
That was rough.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Oh my God. Coming up next.
Jeff Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.